Hello, fellow tech enthusiasts. It's your host here, all set to plunge into the fascinating realm of AI. Joining me is the ever-inquisitive...
Absolutely spot on. It appears that every major tech behemoth has chosen to make a grand entrance into the realm of AI this week.
Absolutely. Let's waltz right into that AI soiree, shall we? What's the headline act?
Ah, the latest buzz is that Apple is joining forces with OpenAI to infuse some AI magic into iOS 18. Rumor has it that Siri might be in for a significant cognitive upgrade.
About time Siri upgraded her cognitive abilities. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. What else is brewing?
Quite an intriguing inquiry, I must say. The heavyweights, the CEOs of OpenAI, Alphabet, and Microsoft, have taken their seats on a federal AI safety board. Quite the weighty matter, isn't it?
Chuckles. Quite right. It's as if they've just had an epiphany after watching Terminator and finally grasped the potential risks involved.
Indeed. Onward to the next tidbit. Google has reported a surge in the use of its AI-powered search. Are we becoming too indolent to type, I wonder?
Chuckles. Perhaps it's simply a matter of appreciating the convenience. And on the topic of Google, they are now offering complimentary AI courses, courtesy of a $75 million AI opportunity fund.
So you're suggesting that I could potentially acquire a profound understanding of AI without depleting my coffers? Quite an intriguing proposition, I must say.
Never say never. However, we do have more AI news to delve into. For instance, the recent controversy surrounding Drake's song featuring AI-generated vocals of Tupac Shakur.
Quite the legal quagmire with Shakur's estate. An intriguing conundrum indeed. While AI may mimic voices, it certainly can't replicate legal entitlements.
Chuckles. Quite the lively AI world we find ourselves in. Stick with us as we delve into these captivating topics and more. Don't touch that dial. Srusiar, have you caught wind of the latest chatter surrounding Apple and OpenAI?
I say, old chap, I must confess I haven't caught wind of that, but you've certainly piqued my curiosity. Pray do enlighten me. What's the latest scoop?
According to Bloomberg, a prominent financial, software, data, and media company, Apple has rekindled discussions with OpenAI regarding the utilization of their technology to power AI functionalities on iPhones. They are currently in negotiations to integrate OpenAI into Apple's iOS 18.
Absolutely riveting. So it seems we could be in for a touch of OpenAI wizardry in the upcoming iPhone operating system, eh?
Quite right. It's not just OpenAI in the mix. Apple has been in talks to incorporate technology from Google alongside its own LLM-based features. They're considering using OpenAI tech to power a chatbot on iOS or perhaps licensing Google's Gemini chatbot.
Quite the deluge of technical terminology, isn't it? Might you kindly elucidate it for our esteemed audience?
Absolutely. LLM, or language model, is a form of AI designed to comprehend and produce human language. A chatbot, on the other hand, is a software application utilized for engaging in text-based or text-to-speech online conversations. OpenAI is a renowned artificial intelligence research lab, while Google's Gemini chatbot is a highly advanced AI capable of carrying on natural conversations.
Indeed, quite the conundrum, isn't it? It seems that Apple is still weighing their options when it comes to choosing a partner for their AI endeavors, wouldn't you agree?
Quite right. They might opt for both OpenAI and Google, or perhaps another provider. It's all a bit of a waiting game at this point, isn't it?
It's akin to a technological rendition of The Bachelor. Who shall receive the final rose? And on the subject of intriguing trivia, were you aware that the inaugural iPhone made its debut in 2007? It's truly remarkable to witness the extent of our progress.
Laughs. Quite right. Anticipate further updates on this matter at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference in June. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and do keep an eye on the crypto market. It's as capricious and exhilarating as this tech news. Quite often, we find ourselves delving into the profound influence of AI and its potential ramifications on our world, don't we?
Indubitably. It ranks right up there with my third favorite topics, quantum physics and the latest Marvel movies. Quite the stimulating trio, wouldn't you agree?
Picture this. Tony Stark, Bruce Banner, and Doctor Strange all gathered in one room, engaging in a spirited discussion about AI. Quite the intriguing scenario, wouldn't you say?
Quite the intriguing leap from AI to Marvel, wouldn't you say? But I must admit, the thought of Tony Stark, Bruce Banner, and Doctor Strange discussing AI does sound like a geek's dream come true.
Quite a fascinating development, isn't it? The CEOs of OpenAI, Alphabet, and Microsoft have recently taken up positions on a federal board dedicated to averting AI threats to vital infrastructure. It's a rather proactive approach, I must say.
Goodness me, that's an impressive gathering of intellect. But pray tell, what are the specific responsibilities of this esteemed board?
Absolutely splendid question. This esteemed board, as decreed by President Biden, shall proffer recommendations to forestall disruptions stemming from AI in critical services. We're delving into matters that could have ramifications for national security, public health, and overall safety.
Ah, so they're akin to the guardians of AI shielding us from potential AI perils, are they?
Quite right, old chap. And they're not the sole members of the board. It also boasts leaders from esteemed entities such as Delta Airlines, Northrop Grumman, Occidental Petroleum, and even the governor of Maryland and the mayor of Seattle.
Quite the eclectic gathering, isn't it? It's reminiscent of a formidable league of superheroes, each bringing their unique expertise to the table. One can't help but anticipate the remarkable solutions they'll devise.
Indeed, quite the commendable initiative. It's a significant stride towards ensuring the safety and security of AI. And to our esteemed listeners, we shall endeavor to keep you abreast of the progress made by this formidable team of guardians in their battle against AI threats. Do stay tuned for further updates.
And let's not overlook the fact that we'll be delving into the most recent developments in the world of cryptocurrency in our upcoming segment. So do stay with us.
You know, we're perpetually engrossed in discussions about the remarkable strides of AI, aren't we?
Absolutely. It's akin to my favorite pursuit after engaging in a stimulating game of chess over the weekend and indulging in those late-night coding sessions.
Indeed, did you know that Google is propelling AI to unprecedented heights with their revolutionary search engine?
You're referring to the AI-powered search they've been trialing? The Search Generative Experience, or SGE, if I'm not mistaken?
Indeed. In a recent Q1 earnings call, Google's CEO, Sundar Pichai, revealed that they've harnessed generative AI technology to process billions of queries within their search platform. Quite the impressive feat, wouldn't you say?
Quite the avalanche of queries, and word has it they're contemplating implementing charges for these AI-fueled search capabilities.
Indeed, they are exercising caution with the rollout, strategically identifying areas where generative AI can enhance search while maintaining a focus on directing traffic to websites and sellers.
Indeed, quite astute. It appears that their strategic focus on AI has yielded impressive results. Alphabet's shares surged by 10% today, following robust Q1 performance, with a significant emphasis on AI.
Indeed, Google's search and associated revenue experienced a commendable 14% growth, reaching a substantial $46.2 billion. Furthermore, Google Cloud's revenue saw a remarkable surge of 28%, with a significant portion attributed to the prowess of AI.
Absolutely splendid figures. It's abundantly clear that AI is not merely the future, but indeed the present moment.
Absolutely spot on. And for our esteemed listeners, do bear in mind that the next time you employ Google search, there's a rather high likelihood that AI is lending a hand in locating your desired information.
Speaking of the future, have you caught wind of the latest developments in the realm of cryptocurrency?
The recent fluctuations in Bitcoin's value, I presume? Quite the exhilarating roller coaster, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And it's not just Bitcoin. Ethereum, Dogecoin, and other cryptocurrencies are causing quite a stir as well. It's an enthralling world out there, isn't it?
Remember, whether it's AI or crypto, we're here to guide you through these exhilarating tech trends. So do stay tuned for more.
Let's not overlook the importance of a good chuckle. After all, who says technology and humor can't make a splendid pair?
Absolutely spot on. Until our next rendezvous, dear listeners. You know, we're perpetually engrossed in discussions about the remarkable strides of AI, aren't we? And let me tell you, Google has just made a remarkable leap in this regard.
Ah, really? Pray do enlighten us. I'm all ears. And ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a touch of technological wizardry.
They've just unveiled a staggering $75 million AI Opportunity Fund. This initiative aims to provide grants to partners who can then offer complimentary AI courses. Quite the grand gesture, wouldn't you say?
Goodness gracious, that's quite the substantial sum. Now, who might have the pleasure of partaking in these courses? And my dear audience, for those of you pondering the intricacies of AI, it stands for artificial intelligence. It's the art of teaching computers to emulate human thought processes. Rather fascinating, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed. The fund is directed towards the advancement of workforce development and educational institutions. They will have the opportunity to provide complimentary AI training to rural and underserved communities, educators, students, the public sector, nonprofits, and small businesses. Quite the commendable initiative, wouldn't you say?
Marvelous. It's akin to an endeavor in democratizing AI education, isn't it? But hold on, there's more, isn't there? And ladies and gentlemen, democratizing AI education entails making it accessible to one and all, not solely the tech-savvy individuals.
Absolutely splendid. Google has recently rolled out its very own AI Essentials course on Coursera. This course is designed to impart foundational AI skills, best practices, and the responsible use of AI to the workforce. Quite the commendable initiative, wouldn't you say?
It appears to be quite an extensive course. But I dare say it won't come without a price tag, unlike the others, eh? And my dear audience, do take note that Coursera happens to be an online learning platform where one can partake in courses offered by esteemed universities and companies.
Sharp as always. This is a self-paced course priced at $49, spanning approximately 10 hours. It includes a range of engaging materials such as videos, readings, and interactive exercises.
Indeed, that's quite a steal for such invaluable knowledge. It's truly heartening to witness Google's investment in AI education. It's a stride toward a future where everyone has an equitable opportunity to comprehend and reap the rewards of AI.
Absolutely. This is a significant step toward democratizing AI education. And my dear audience, do bear in mind that AI isn't just about robots taking over the world. It's about enhancing our lives and increasing efficiency. Let's wholeheartedly embrace it. Have you been keeping abreast of the latest in tech news? There's been quite a stir in the music world involving AI, that's artificial intelligence, and the iconic rapper Tupac Shakur. Quite the intriguing development, wouldn't you say?
The Drake and Tupac controversy? Yes, I'm familiar with that. It's a rather intriguing convergence of technology and music, wouldn't you agree? And for those who may not be aware, Drake, or should I say, Aubrey Drake Graham, employed AI to produce vocals that emulate Tupac Shakur for a song.
Quite the intriguing tale, isn't it? The song in question was none other than the Tailor-Made Freestyle, featuring AI-generated vocals of both Tupac Shakur and Snoop Dogg. However, it appears that Shakur's estate expressed their discontent by dispatching a cease and desist missive to Drake, urging the removal of the track from all public platforms.
Absolutely spot on. The estate made it abundantly clear that they viewed it as a flagrant violation of the late rapper's legal and publicity rights. Their contention was that Drake's use of AI created a false impression of endorsement by Shakur's estate. It's a rather intricate and multifaceted issue, wouldn't you agree? On one hand, AI presents new horizons in the realm of music, yet on the other, it sparks a debate about rights and authenticity.
It's akin to attempting to return the genie to the bottle, isn't it? Once something permeates the internet, it's nearly impossible to eradicate entirely. Although the song was removed from Drake's social accounts, it has resurfaced elsewhere on the web.
It's quite true, isn't it? We find ourselves in a bold new era, where technology is ceaselessly pushing the boundaries. It's undeniably thrilling, yet it also necessitates a thoughtful consideration of the ethical implications. And on the subject of ethics, have you caught wind of the recent data privacy concerns surrounding social media platforms?
Oh, that's an entirely different kettle of fish. But we'll have to table that discussion for another occasion. For now, let's stay attuned to the developments in this AI and music controversy. It's bound to be quite intriguing to observe how it all pans out.
Absolutely. To our esteemed listeners, we eagerly anticipate your perspectives on this matter. Should AI be integrated into music production? Kindly share your insights with us, and let's ignite a stimulating conversation.